The first thing one notices is that it doesn't seem remotely shady. In fact, it's all very professional. Brian Bartholomew sits at the head of a 20-foot-long conference table, like some sort of chairman of the board. Before him is an assortment of tools of the trade.
I have my gold testers, my diamond testers, my diamond scales to measure the diamonds, watch books, coin books, if I have any questions.
Bartholomew is at the executive conference room at the Bellevue Hyatt Hotel for 3 days. His goal? To buy gold, as much of it as possible. But if you've got a sterling silver tea set, or say a Rolex, he'll take that too. So far, he's bought
a cluster ring, 14 karat gold. This is just a 14 karat gold setting with a ZZ in it, a cubic zirconian. A couple of gold teeth, which are 16 karat.
What? Who brings in gold teeth?
Well, these days, because gold being so high, once they get their fillings out, the patients actually ask for their fillings back. I'll give you an example. These two little pieces of teeth are worth...
He pulls out a calculator and does some quick math.
$145. Gold's, it's down today, but, it was at 1900 a couple days ago, and it's a remarkable market right now.
It's so remarkable that he's one of 7 teams sent out by Blackthorn Estate Buyers in Boca Raton, Florida. He and his colleagues are out on the road 3 weeks of every month. And even on a slow day like today, Bartholomew says there's enough money in it to justify the expense of flying from city to city, renting an expensive conference room, and taking out full-page ads in local papers. Blackthorn isn't the only company trying to cash in on soaring gold prices. Susan Schutz is with the Better Business Bureau of Western Washington. She says they've seen a rise in this kind of gold buyer.
Well, right now, a lot of people are just questioning the traveling companies that are popping up seemingly everywhere.
Schutz cautions sellers to do their homework. Estate buyers often tout themselves as experts, but there's no required certification or licensing. As for those companies that have you mail in your gold, several of them, including the most famous Cash for Gold, have racked up a high number of complaints with the Bureau. Allegations of discrepancies in price offers, hidden fees, or claims of lost or damaged shipments are the most common. That's not to say everyone is out to get you, says Schutz. Blackthorn, for instance,
they have an A-minus rating, but then you get a lot of others that you just don't know.
Back at the Hyatt, Bartholomew says he prefers to deal with people who've done their research, even if it means striking out.
I had a Rolex watch that came in that we couldn't do a deal on. It was a woman's 18 karat gold president. You can look it up on eBay. It sells anywhere between $2,300 to $2,500. I offered her $2,100 for it. She was interested in selling it.
eBay isn't Bartholomew's only competition. Besides online auctions, there's also local jewelry stores and pawn shop dealers.
I remember last time I was here, there were people actually holding signs outside that says, buying gold here and stuff.
The market is flooded with buyers vying for your precious metals. And the barrage of commercials and ads with their urgent sell now messages are adding to the speculation frenzy. But it's worth noting the volatility of the gold market in recent weeks. While we're still in the midst of a 4-year high, the price of gold has been fluctuating from $50 to $100 a day. So before panning for gold in your jewelry box, make sure to check the day's gold prices. If it's a little spending money you're after, it could mean the difference between a happy meal and a nice bottle of wine. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.